My name's Neville Collard. I'm a Noongar elder. And we're at a place called Lake Munga, which is the home of the Bennell family. And the native title, this is the traditional grounds of the Bennell family. And my mother was a Bennell. The Noongar name was Karlup or Kepi Maya. Kepi for plenty of fresh water, and Karlup was for the fire. And there was the peat mosses used to burn here, and they burned for 100 years, hence the name that Perth was given the name, the Big Smoke, was from the fires of these peat moss swamps. And when you came over the hills from the east, the first thing you saw was a smoke. One of the animals that is a very beautiful animal that resides here, in company with a whole lot of bird life, frogs, previously Yangi bush, which is just about all gone from here, is the Yakin, the Booyi. Is a long-necked tortoise that resides here. The home that they traditionally were found was at Dog Swamp, at the Dwarda, they call Dwarda Kepi, and that was the last place they thought that the Yakin were all there and that they just about died out. So now people don't eat them anymore, and they would cook them, they'd put them into the open fire of ground, and they'd turn them upside down, then they would cook. And then when it was cooked, you'd take the front chest shell, take it off, and then you can eat your way into to the flesh. If it was a female, you could eat eggs. They'd never, ever throw anything away. They ate the stomach, the cobble. They ate the norooks, the eggs, and they ate the food. This is a very, very delicate food, this one. And I haven't eaten one for many, many years. As a young fella living in the bush and we lived on the rivers, I used to get them. They also, they're not a very nice smelling animal because they've got some sort of a musky smell that they emit. And our old people used to wash them in soapy water to get rid of the oils out of their skin. And so that's along with the swans because they were so oily and that they'd wash them with soap. When the females come out of the water, they go and they dig a hole and they bury their eggs. And if you walk around Lake Munga, you'll find the diggings of these yakins, and the eggs are buried. But there's a lot of predators. Number one is the fox, the introduced animal, who'll come along and he'll dig up all those eggs. And the other predators, of course, was the noongars, who ate them. But the little ones, the koolungars, they generally let them go to grow into bigger things. And they're only eaten a certain time of the year, and they're also only eaten if it was out of season, for cultural reasons.